Heidegger and Postmodernism. Heidegger's philosophy is the integration of the two main lines of German philosophy, the speculative metaphysical and the irrationalist epistemological. After Kant, the continental tradition quickly and gleefully abandoned reason, putting wild speculation, clashing wills, and troubled emotion at the forefront. In Heidegger's synthesis of the continental tradition, we can see clearly many of the ingredients of postmodernism. Heidegger offered to his followers the following conclusions, all of which are accepted by the mainstream of postmodernism with slight modifications. 1. Conflict and contradiction are the deepest truths of reality. 2. Reason is subjective and impotent to reach truths about reality. 3. Reason's elements, words, and concepts are obstacles that must be uncrusted, subjected to destruction, or otherwise unmasked. 4. Logical contradiction is neither a sign of failure nor of anything particularly significant at all. 5. Feelings, especially morbid feelings of anxiety and dread, are a deeper guide than reason. 6. The entire Western tradition of philosophy, whether Platonic, Aristotelian, Lockean, or Cartesian, based as it is on the law of non-contradiction and the subject-object distinction, is the enemy to be overcome. This is not yet to introduce Heidegger's strong social and political collectivism, which is also part of his inheritance from the main lines of German philosophy. Nor is it to make explicit, as Heidegger did, his strong anti-science and anti-technology views. Nor is it yet to discuss his anti-humanism, with his regular calls for us to be obedient to being, to feel guilty before being, to pay homage to being, and even, quote, to sacrifice man for the truth of being, unquote, which, if we are still allowed to be logical, means sacrificing ourselves to nothing. Those elements in Heidegger's philosophy will arise in Chapter 4 in the context of discussing the political background to postmodernism. What the postmodernists will do in the next generation is abandon the remnants of metaphysics in Heidegger's philosophy, along with his occasional streaks of mysticism. Heidegger was still doing metaphysics, and he spoke of there being a truth out there about the world that we must seek or let find us. The postmodernists, by contrast, are anti-realists, holding that it is meaningless to speak of truths out there or of a language that could capture them. As anti-realists, accordingly, they will reject the formulation of one above as a metaphysical assertion, and instead reformulate its assertion of the reign of conflict and contradiction as merely descriptive of the flow of empirical phenomena. And, while they will accept three above, they will accept it while abandoning Heidegger's faint hope that ultimate concepts connecting us to reality may be revealed at the end of the unmasking. The postmodernists will effect a compromise between Heidegger and Nietzsche. Common to Heidegger and Nietzsche epistemologically is a contemptuous rejection of reason. Metaphysically, though, the postmodernists will drop the remnants of Heidegger's metaphysical quest for being and put Nietzsche's power struggles at the core of our being. And, especially in the cases of Foucault and Derrida, most major postmodernists will abandon Nietzsche's sense of the exalted potential of man and embrace Heidegger's anti-humanism.